You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Gemara says, Nashim Chayavus B'mikra Megillah She'af Hein Hayu Ba'isan Nes. In other words, like Taisa spells out in Psachim, that I would say that they should be Pater, because it's a mitzvah Seseh Shazman Grama. And since it's a mitzvah Seseh Shazman Grama, even in a Darbanan, that's what Taisa's Shita is, which is Kamat. Many years ago, 48 years this winter, this coming winter, 47 years ago, I was by a chasana, and Rav Moshe Feinstein was the Masada Kedushin. He was a neighbor of his, and he came to be Masada Kedushin. Interesting. And and when you're young, you're not smart, you know. I know how much you get smarter, but it was a deaf and mute couple. And there was nobody there yeshivish except for me. And I sent it back, I was a kid, you know, and I should have gone and watched how Rav Moshe was Masada Kedushin. But after the chuppah, I went over to Rav Moshe and I asked him the following question. I asked him, Tosfos says that in Rashi, Medayik and Rashi in Brachas, Tosfos in Brachas Chav, Shia, can I have a Gemara Brachas? I want you there, Shia, a Pesachim also, please. Tosfos on Chav from the Beis. He says that Rashi holds that there's no klal, it's Medayik and Rashi, that there's no klal of mitzvah seishas man grom under Rabbanans. Only under Raisa do you say mitzvah seishas man grom, not under Rabbanans. So Tosfos says, but you see that woman, Tosfos asks, halal. Halal is the Rabbanan, but Nashim Peturis. Right, well?
Hanukkah is the Rabbanan, Nashim Achayim. Hanukkah's.
It doesn't say that. It
I know, says, I'm just saying,
we had a shir on Chanukah.
But
let's first talk about this. So Tosfos says that the Mishnah says women are pata from halal. They can't be moitzi a man. It says my grandma, halal is durabonim. That's what Tosfos asks. Okay? So he asked Rav Moshe, later on I found the kashas, he already asked in Rishonim, if you do chasid, achreinim ask it, what do you need by mikra Megillah or ne Chanukah, dal koisis, afein, Hayu ba'oisanes. If anyway, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and mitzvah d'rabbanan quantitative, that's what. So the mele, they should be chayv because it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So Moshe said, Rashi doesn't hold that way. I said, but Taisa says he does. So remember, he said, but what do you do with the kashrut halal? I said, that's Taisa's kashrut. So Rashi doesn't hold that way. So he said, he said, if Krishma is Durabanan, as Mandam Krishma Durabanan, so how come women are part of Krishma? It's a Mishnah, women are part of Krishma. So I said, that's the Shagasaya's Kasha. He said, yes, so you see, you can't say Rashi was away. So anyway, by Koponim, that was his, we'll see. Okay, that was, he held, you know, Rashi doesn't hold the way. Ramesha Avada saw Shas through different eyes than we see it. We see it through the limited eyes that we have. So as far as Rashi, that's what it says. But anyway, so that's the question. Why do you say that women are chay because afein habeis ones? So we're going to go first to Shitas Tosfos over here. Tosfos and Daf Dalet in this Gemara quotes a Bahag, a famous Shita, that the Baal Halachas Gedoyla says that even though Mekan Mashma, Shanoshim Moitzias as a cherem yedei chavasim, the woman can be moitzi men, right? The woman can be moitzi men, and medelo kama lishmoya meko megillah. Right, we're starting from the first, you know, first to your side. Tosfos makes a few diukim also gemara and erichin v'kosha, and he makes from a shred to sefta, and he brings a bahag. The bahag says no, that an older mishnah bring the bahag, and that's how we pass in the Baal Halachas Gedolos. That women are chayiv to listen to the Megillah, but not chayiv in mikra Megillah. They're mitzvahs to hear, and that's takad halacha. When a woman reads the Megillah for herself, she makes a bracha lishmoya mikra Megillah. She doesn't read make al mikra Megillah. A woman's chayiv is to go ahead and hear the Megillah.
She says lishmoya mikra Megillah.
I think it is lishmoya mikra Megillah. But kaparim, that's the Bahag Shita. And the question is why. So we know all kinds of, you know, chayinim go into it. So we're going to go into the Turi Evin, what the Turi Evin says, how the Turi Evin explains it. Okay, the Turi Evin says like this, that this is a shita that he has in Megillah, 5-6 different places, and he taka argues on Tosfos. It's a whole new mahalach and a lot of things. He says that the din of Mikra Megillah, let's start off with over here, and how he answers another Tosfos. The Gemara says that you don't read Megillah on Shabbos. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, or like Shushan Purim, we know, falls out on Shabbos, so you don't read. Why? Shema Yavirena Arba Amos Bishus Rabba. Everybody knows that. But the Gemara doesn't say that right away. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, because Enayan, Rabbi Yosef says a reason. The Gemara says, Rabba, I'm a Rabba, Hakol Chayavim Mikra Megillah, Ve'ena Koyal Bekim B'Mikra Megillah, right? Not everybody knows how to read it. Gzeira Shema, Yitlena B'Yada V'Yelach Etzel Baki, Lilmoid, Ve'avirena Arba Amos Bishus Rabba. Might carry, okay? Like we have, V'Hain the time of the Shefer, V'Hain the time of the Lulav. Rabbi Yosef Amar Bnei She'enayin Shel Aniyim, the eyes of Aniyim, meaning look in the source, but they lift up their eyes, Mikra Megillah. They're looking to collect Matanas Levyanim, and it's the day of Mikra Megillah. So over here, if you're going to read the Megillah on Shabbos, you're not going to be able to get tzedakah, right? The Meman is going to be a loss for the Aniyim, right? Lekabo Matanas Levyanim, VF Shabbos Shabbos. It's money. Usually you give money. That's the Rabbi Yosef. Rektaisis Akasha, he says, Tzitzas Akasha just says, why is Rabbi Yosef need a new reason for? What's the reason you don't blow Shofar on Shabbos? Shemi Yavirena Abramas. What's the reason you don't take a lulav on Shabbos? Shemi Yavirena Abramas Rishas Rabbim. Right? So why do you need a new reason by Megillah if you also have the reason of Shemi Yavirena Arba Amos Rishas Rabbim? That's what the Tosfos asks. And Tosfos has a Teretz. Comes along to Yevon, he says Teretz like this. He says, not everything, he's Medayik in the Gemara's Lashon, in other places, as here also, other places, not everywhere, but Hakol Chayovin B'Kriyas Megillah. What is this Hakol Chayovin B'Mikra Megillah? Ve'ein Hakol B'Kin. Why the introduction? So he says, Avada, you do certain things on Shabbos, you don't say, you might carry. Why? You're not so nervous. Over here, you're nervous. Why? Because you're Chayiv. Everybody's Chayiv. In other words, certain things, you could say, it's not my Chayiv, right? For instance, the Tosfos Yom Tov asks Akasha, why do we read Kriya Satayra on Shabbos? Why isn't it Shema Yavir? Maybe you might carry it, right? It's a kasha, good kasha, it's Terutzim. But one of the Terutzim is Bashit, because if I don't make it to Mikra Megillah still has to be read. It's not my personal chiv. It's my chiv to be part of a minion, but it's not mine. I don't wake up nervous thinking about how they're going to read it, because I don't have. Shofar, even though the Baal Tekeah is blowing it, I'm nervous, right? Because I have to be yaitzah with it over here, right? It's not the chiyuv ani. So akol chayoven means why I'm nervous. Comes along the Turi Evin and he says like this. He says, how do you view Mikra Megillah? Is Mikra Megillah deraisa or is Mikra Megillah derabanan? So we say, well, of course it's derabanan. It's in the Megillah. But on the other hand, and this is Turi Evin, this is where Brisker Rav argues on the Turi Evin. But first we'll say what the Turi Evin says. The Gemara says, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. So therefore, he says, Megillah has a din of Divrei Kabbalah. Now, it's already mentioned the Rishonim, for instance, Avelis, Rechman Slan. Some Rishonim say there's no Avelis on Yom Kippur.
Purim. Why? Because it's Divrei Kabbalah. So the Torah Heaven says, there's a tzad to say that it's like a deraisa. Right? It's like a deraisa. For instance, you find in the Gemara, those of learning Daf Yomi, so know that there's a din of Megillus Tainus, right? So they asked certain days, and because of that, they asked not only the day itself in Hesped and Tainus, but the day before and the day after, because you might come and, you know, don't fast on this day because you might come to fast the next day. Don't fast on this day because you might come to fast the day before. So they made, the Gemara says, but in the Raisa, you don't make such a thing. If it's also, you don't have to worry. Because the Raisa, a person's not going to make a mistake and be made. A person looks into it. The Gemara says, you have certain things, medivre Kabbalah. Divre Kabbalah can divre Torah damya. Divre Kabbalah is the status of divre Torah. Right? And certain things, a lot of it doesn't mean everything, it means certain things. You find it many times. Those who, if you learned also again, Daf Yomi, right? If you learned it once, then you're zechel, right? I saw a sefer recently, so he has mafteches in the back. So this was a new to me. Usually you have mafteches l'shas. Over here it says mafteches l'daf yomi. I don't know what the difference is between shas and daf yomi, but it's the same. I don't know why the guy got so many shiggur with daf yomi. He wrote that mafteches l'daf yomi. That's not daf yomi. Brachas daf beis is brachas daf beis. So anyway, you have a din of divrei Kabbalah, right? That in Beya, the beginning of the Gemara asks, why is a Beit Sashanold on Yom Tov Aser? So Gemara gives four reasons, right? So the Gemara says, so how come if you have a Suffolk Beit Sashanold on Yom Tov, you have to be Machmir, it's a Darabonin. So Gemara goes through each one, and the one that says that it's based on a Pasuk, which is a Smachta, says it's doesn't ask on that mandama. Kilu, it's a deraisa. Supreme Gardner points out, I think even the Shita could be. He says since it's based on, it's an asmachta, so it has a din of a deraisa. In order to see certain things, there are places can hold chalutza. Why is chalutza asat akoyin? Because a chalutza is a derabanan. If you marry a chalutza, you might marry a grusha koyin. So there are many chumras in chalutza more than other derabanans you find. Okay. But you have such a, you know, you can't say across the board. But the Torah ever wants to say like this, that's the pshat the machloikis here. Rabba says, akol chayovin, meaning that you're nervous. You're nervous about the mitzvah mikra megillah, right? Just like lulav, just like shayfer. It's only darabanan. He says, no, mikra megillah is in a different category. It's like a deraisa. Rabbi Yosef says, no, I don't look at it as a deraisa, I look at it as a darabanan. Since it's Darbanan, I don't have to worry. That I wouldn't say Shemi Yavirena. In other words, the whole Shemi Ravena, what he calls it, he's bohol. He's bewildered. He's nervous. You're nervous. I have to be Mekayim Lulav. Maybe my Lulav's not good. Maybe the guy doesn't know how to blow Shaif. Maybe the Shaif is no good. So Mele gets very nervous, and what does he do? He might carry it to a Chacham. Dalan Ham Shusarab. Mashainkin Mitzvah Darbanan, he's not so nervous about. It's a Darbanan. Right? Of course, it's important, but he's not so nervous. So he said, that's the machloikis. So comes along the Torah Heaven. And he says like this. He says, so now I can understand this shita that a woman cannot be moitzi a man. Why? Because it says like this. In Toysus asks Akasha, the following Kasha. Toysus asks Akasha, why do I need a pasuk? Toysus Megillah. Taisus asked, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that women are chayiv in matzah? You know, Gemara learns that from in Pesachim, it says, lo soichol chametz, shivis yamim toichol of matzahs. So there's a hekesh between chametz and matzah. So we say, whoever is chayiv in chametz, whoever is also chayiv in matzah. Similarly, we have that drasha, why women are chayiv in kiddush, right? Whoever's chayav in Shabbos, keeping Shabbos, is chayav in making Kiddush. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So Fractisis, why do you need that for? Why don't you say that women are chayav in matzah because af hein hoyu ba'isanes. That's Taisis's kasha. Right? Af hein hoyu ba'isanes. Why don't you say with matzah? So we're going to read the words of Taisis. The words of Taisis are, Yesh loymar gabik matzah. That's Taisus Shafein Oyibaisanes. Gabik matzah yesh makshu lomeli hekesha. The kol sheyesh b'bal teichu chametz yesh b'kumecho matzah. The Gemara says, whoever is not allowed to eat chametz has to eat matzah. Typically, let's learn it out for ketosis. Mitam sh'af shehein hayu bo'is anas. Woman in the nest. Yesh loymar. The mishum hay taima lo mechayva elo midorbonin. Ilav me'akesha. Tosfos says that the whole din of af hayin hayu bo'is anas is the rabbanin. And therefore what?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Are you saying the same thing?
I
think so. What did he say?
I don't
know. So listen. Okay, what does he say?
That they would only be mechuyim with rabban. They wouldn't be mechuyim with the raisa.
You didn't say that.
Without the hakish, you only be chayim.
The raisa.
Right. You need
the
hackers
to be machayev. But okay, but now you're saying it. What Shlomi, I don't hear what the chilek is a zoi. Shia, you understand the chilek? What are you saying? Okay. So this is the Turi Evan. Rav Kiva Eger argues on this nakuda, and I thought you were going to have that argument, but not. The Turi Evan learns like you're learning. He says Tosfos says that the heck, if not for the hekesh, you would not be chayv the raisa, right? You need the hekesh to make you chayv the raisa. But you said, but he would be chayv midorbanan. You would be chayv the rabbanan. So the hekesh makes it you chayv the raisa. That means you're assuming that Tosfos understood, that Tosfos is saying, that they chayv midorbanan. In other words, let's say there would be no hekesh by matzah.
Who says?
What?
Who says they're chayv at all?
The Turi Evan says that's the words of Tosfos.
Yeah.
Let me read the words of Tosfos, okay? Okay, let's read it again. Yesh loymar, the mishum hay time lo mechayva el midor abonin, ela ilav mahaya keisha. So it sounds, the pushpat sounds like you're saying, that if not for this drasha, woman would be chayv midor abonin, kamashon de chayv de raisa. Rabbi Kivega argues on this, so we won't go into it right now. Rabbi Kivega argues on this, he says that's how pshat and tais is. The shayla is, the words of this. He learns midorabana means it. The whole din of afhein is a dorabana dikad din, which is only applicable to midorabanans. Exactly. Not you hear the difference. Not that mitzvah deraisa will be chayv dorabanan. A mitzvah deraisa would not be chayv at all. Why? Push it. But Rav Kiva Eger times. Because if the Torah potted it, what do you mean you're coming along and chayv? Torah says women are potter. Right? We don't know if you want to talk about it, the morale really speaks it out in a certain way, you know, in Machshava. The Torah says a woman is potter. What do you mean you're coming and being mechayvar? You can say, but there's a good reason the woman should be chayiv. That's not your asik if there's a good reason, right? If somebody would ask me, should woman be chayiv in tefillin? Of course. What do you mean? You know what? So what do we do? So we tell women, you don't need it, right? It's enough. You know, you have a pure heart, you have a pure head. Us men need reminders. Good, that's true, it's tamim. But we don't know the Torah's tamim. So obviously they say, oh, but when they got tefillin, they went out of Mitzrayim, you know. So the Kivega said, but their abundance, what are their abundance based on? Reasoning, we know. Why they drink Dal Kaisis, Dal Hashem's Gula, okay. Why they read the Megillah, because there's an Eis Purim, women are Shaykh. Why do we do Ner Chanukah, because there's an Eis Chanukah, they were Shaykh. So, but the Torah haven't understood like you understood, and that's the push of the words of Tosfos. Lo mechayv ela midrabanan, meaning the bechayv mitzvahs deraisa midrabanan. Says the Torah haven't, according to his understanding. Therefore, if your whole mikra megillah is like a deraisa, right? It's like a deraisa. Therefore, women should be potter from mikra megillah. In other words, why are women chayv in mikra megillah? Because of afhein hayu ba'isa anes, right? 1 second. But if you're holding Megillah is like a deraisa, kedivre Kabbalah, you can't say afhein hayu ba'isa anes. But however, you could say midrabanan. Therefore, the man's chiyuv is what? Well, kedivre Kabbalah, exactly. It's kedivre Kabbalah. Masha enkein. What? The isha. Is the rabbanan, and therefore she cannot be moitzi a man. That's the
two different levels.
That's two different levels, and on that the Torah wants to be mechadish. which I think we've said over the years, that the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah at night is not Medivre Kabbalah. You never find it anywhere.
Isn't that coming on Hagdavar and Afra
Ein? Yes.
The whole
Briska Rav.
The Stupashat.
Okay, let's go.
The Stupashat.
Okay, let's first. Let's first stick to this.
How does this tie into
Arvus? Not Arvus. The woman's chiyuv is a derabbanan dikachiyuv. The man's chiyuv is a divrei kabbalah. Therefore, that's a pshantas shita. They can't be moitzi. However, the night. This is the three of it's big chiddush. You don't find really at night to read. The Ran even at the beginning of Maseches Megillah. So it says over there that the Yoris, they didn't have minyanim, they didn't have somebody who could be read for him. So he used to go in, right? And somebody read for him. So Ran said, what happened at night? They used to come in the Yom HaShuk, Monday and Thursday. What happened at night? So they didn't read at night. What do you mean they didn't read at night? What happened to the mitzvah? So the Noi Beauty asks this, and Turiyevin asks it. He says it's a different level. It's not from the Megillah, it's a mitzvah. You don't find it in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says, "Kol ayayim kashal mikra Megillah." What do you call ayayim? What happened to the night? It doesn't say kol laila. From the Mishnah, the Mishnah is.
Isn't there Chayavodim?
Yeah. No, it says it, but not in the Mishnah. Sometimes that's a native family. If you miss out, there was a ma'aseh with you missed out.
Crying.
Okay, there
we go.
How is he learning?
Okay.
You know, they say a story where they see a fella by Chazar Sashatz. He's learning a brisker rav by Chazar Sashatz. So the Chassidim say, Chazar Sashatz, you know how important Chazar Sashatz is? You know, how could you learn a brisker rav in the middle of Chazar Sashatz? And the yeshiva should say, how could you learn a brisker rav, like that, not being able to pay attention while the chazan? He says, that's how you learn a brisker rav. You have to be totally immersed in it. All right, so anyway, so the two heavens, so Menachem Behuda has a shah like this. It was a Meister shah, I don't remember. It was in the middle of the Megillah, the moon didn't show. It was cloudy the whole time, and it showed up, and it was the last night you could do it. And the shah is, could you... I don't remember if it was the middle of Megillah, this, that, so he goes...
The Mafsik,
right. So that's what he goes on. So he goes into that, it also Divrei Kabbalah, he's Medayik in this Ran, that the Mikra Megillah at night is a different Mikra Megillah. So therefore, the Torah ever wants to say a big chiddush, that a woman can't be mighty man is only in the daytime, not at night. Okay, but that's the sheet. Now, the thing is, Rashi does hold that a woman could be mighty a man. Woman could be moitzi a man. Rashi and Erechin says in Beforish that a woman could be moitzi a man. He doesn't hold it as shita. But that doesn't mean necessarily that it's not divrei kabbalah. It just could mean that even though it's divrei kabbalah, right, even though it's divrei kabbalah, but still, right, they were machayev women in it because of afein, meaning... What's Tysus's kasha and brachas? In other words, once he's saying the Torah, Torah is saying a big chiddush that the woman's level would not be divrei kabbalah, right? And you wouldn't say afein o yabayis anes. You don't have to say that necessarily. You could say there's a chiyuv called afein of divrei kabbalah. It's taka a higher degree. Now the question is, how do you look at divrei kabbalah? Would women be pata or would women be bichav? So you'd say women are pata, right? Women should be pata. Why? Because that's the klal of Zman Grama. Rashi Shitas that they chayev in the Rabbanans, that's in regular Rabbanans. But divrei Kabbalah could be that woman would have a different... I'm sorry, I said the Rabbanans Pater. The Rabbanans, they chayev, that's because it's the Rabbanans. But a divrei Kabbalah has that klal of a deraisa. However, to be mighty a man, that you can understand that when they instituted it, they instituted that women should be chayev. I've had that they instituted because of a reason. We know it's the Anshe Knesset Gedor instituted because of reason. So if you wouldn't have the reason, it tak whatever din of Zman Grama, because it's a din deraisa. Deraisa is, Rashi Shita is, woman apart of Zman Grama, but under abundance. So you would have said Dechav. In other words, what's Taisus, what was my kasha? What was the kasha the Riya Chosid asked? That you should say, what do you need? Afayin Obey Sanes, it's a mitzvah derabanan. Avada Rashi holds it's a mitzvah medivik Kabbalah, right? First of all, could be Rashi holds that you do say Afayin even on a deraisa. Tais himself holds that. There's another sheet on Taisus. There's a sheet on Taisus. The Remerits of Soul, Ishu Shalim, sorry. The Remerits of Yushalayim, the Beni Yisrael of Ishu Shalim, holds that it is a deraisa. I want to need a pasuk by Matzah, because you would have thought. And since matzah is learned out from sukkah, just like they're potter from sukkah, they're potter from matzah. So even you don't even have to go, so it could be Rashi holds that way too. What I'm trying to say is azoy. What's the kasha? The kasha is that mikra megillah is the rabbanin, and in the rabbanin you don't need af hein oy by senes. That was the kasha, right? So gabi mikra megillah. However, of course, this doesn't answer ner Chanukah. So now we have to wait till Chanukah. Okay, I have to have a. On that also we'll talk about. But that, I'm saying this again. It could be it's Divik Kabbalah. As far as Mikra Megillah, it's Divik Kabbalah. And that is a Din Deraisa. And once it's a Din Deraisa, woman apata. But you could be Mechav Ayafen Ayabay Neis. Could be Rashi Olz Bechlal. You could say Ayafen Ayabay Neis even on the Deraisa. That's the Chesh. Question is, what do you do with Nechanak Adal Koisus?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.